Well, if you see a couple angels in God walk by, and you ask them home for dinner, but you don't know what to fry. Well, I hear they might like some fatted calf, but make sure that the little lady don't laugh. They was cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Mmm. Well, they took some vines and they took some gourds while they was camping with the prophets by the River Jordan. Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot. So he threw in some meal and they all ate a lot. They was cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Mmm. Well, if the bad queen mama make you wanna flee and you run away and fall asleep under some tree, what you gonna find when you awake? A 40-day serving of angel food cake, yeah. If you're a prophet and your hometown's under attack, 'cause the people there are sinning and they ain't turning back, well, you make your bread out of lentils and rye and you bake it over a cow pie. It's cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Mmm. Well, if you're out baptizing in the wilderness, and the people, they're coming to you and their sins they confess, well, you dip your lunch in the stuff that's sweet as you peel the legs off the locust meat. It's cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Cooking in the Bible.